Sometime in the near future, the signals emanating from your cell phone could help transportation companies improve public transit service. UW researchers have come up with a new method for tracking bus riders using their Wi-Fi and Bluetooth signals. KUOW's Jamala Henderson has more.
Kamika Nock takes the bus to school most days from Seattle's Columbia City, but she says there was a day this week when it just passed her by. The bus was full.
And so I was late that day, and I got in trouble, and so I couldn't tell them why. You know, I can't just tell them, oh, the bus is too full. And so I had to just wait for another bus, another 2 minutes.
At the same stop, bus rider Crystal Madison says she gets where she's going, but she wishes the service was less unpredictable.
And it's mostly because of traffic and stuff, but, you know, I took the same bus one day and got to where I was going 10 minutes early. I took the same one the next day. I got there 10 minutes late, so it's just a little too fluctuating.
UW researchers are working on ways to improve bus service in the Puget Sound area and beyond, and it involves tracking bus riders like Nock and Madison, where they get on and off, how long they're riding the bus, or how many people are at a given stop. Researchers tested the method using UW's Health Sciences Express bus system by tracking the MAC, or media access control addresses, of Wi-Fi and Bluetooth signals to gather the movement patterns of bus riders.
So the sensors are actually very simple. We didn't develop any proprietary hardware.
Chris Henriksen is a UW engineering grad student who worked on the project. He says basically they used a bunch of old smartphones.
And we developed some applications to run and collect the data and communicate with our servers.
Henriksen says the data can help transportation planners make better decisions, such as how often to deploy a bus.
Well, it's great to see a project like this in our own backyard.
Victor Obeso is with King County Metro Transit. He says right now King County Metro does not track people's cell phones in this way, but he says the ability to collect this kind of information about transit rider patterns could definitely help them fine-tune their service for passengers, such as
levels of service, how long we run services, the nature of demand, ensure that we have facilities that are properly sized where there's a lot of activity occurring. It can inform, pathway decisions where we need additional sidewalks.
According to Obeso, transportation agencies are moving in the direction of collecting more and more data on passenger movements in order to inform service decisions, mostly using infrared passenger counters on buses and data from smart or ORCA cards. It's a long ways from when they used to deploy people on the street to count bus riders. Not everyone gets excited, though, when they hear the words tracked and smartphone. UW Professor Yinhai Wang headed up the research, and he says tracking media access control addresses is a better method than most.
It is a pretty long string. It's like a 48-character long string. Nobody remembers their electronic device, a MAC address. So it's not as bad as if you use vehicle license plate for data collection.
Plus, Wang says the identifier can be changed so that it can't be linked to a specific person. It's also pretty easy to just opt out by turning off the Wi-Fi or Bluetooth signal on your phone. But researchers hope people would eventually see a value in helping to give transit agencies access to better information. In the meantime, UW Professor Dr. Wang says collecting and using this kind of data not only takes us on the path towards smart transportation, but into the realm of smart cities, a kind of future vision of a city that collects a lot of information used to improve public urban services. Jamala Henderson, KUOW News.